The levees that protect New Orleans need an expensive upgrade. A new report by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers found that billions of dollars are needed to maintain the levees from rising sea levels and sinking land over the next 50 years. Reporter Betsy Shepherd takes us to the Lower Ninth Ward, where news of future flood risks puts residents on high alert.
When you stand on top of the levees that protect the Lower Ninth Ward, you get a sense of how vulnerable the community is. It's surrounded by water.
We have the Industrial Canal, we have the Mississippi River on one side, and we have the Bayou Bienvenue on the other. So we're three quarters surrounded by water, and we need to be protected.
This is Arthur Johnson, head of the Center for Sustainable Engagement and Development in the Lower Ninth Ward.
Our focus is environmental issues that are relevant to vulnerable communities of color.
When I stopped by his office unannounced, Johnson was already poring over the Army Corps' 600-page report, looking for answers.
Where exactly are the worst sections of the levee that need to be addressed, and how bad is it? Let's say it's in the Lower Nine, and then the Corps of Engineers need to give the specifics about that study in a way that community can understand without all the scientific gobbledygook.
The report includes hydraulic modeling data, geotechnical engineering charts, and cost-benefit equations. But what the scientific gobbledygook boils down to is that the New Orleans levee system is falling into disrepair much faster than expected because of sea level rise, erosion, and sinking soil, also known as subsidence. The threat of flooding isn't theoretical to Johnson. In 2005, he lost his home to Katrina's floodwaters and witnessed the devastation of the Lower Ninth Ward when the Industrial Canal levee breached, inundating the neighborhood.
We had over 6 or 7 feet of water inside. There was some roof damage, but our building was still standing as compared to some people whose homes were totally just wiped off the foundations.
After Katrina, the Army Corps invested $14 billion in levee upgrades to protect the city from a 100-year storm. A storm with a 1% chance of happening any given year. Though the massive infrastructure project was designed to uphold that standard through 2057, the Army Corps is now recommending that new levee lifts begin much sooner in 2023. Bradley Druant is the civil engineer who oversaw the Army Corps study. He compares the levee lift process to baking a wedding cake.
You build it up in layers. And then when it's done, instead of icing, you put grass on it. We usually do it in 6-inch to 1-foot lifts, and then they'll come back and do another layer.
In 2005, the Army Corps anticipated 1 foot of sea level rise, but the new report predicts 1.8 feet of sea level rise. Emily Buxton is the policy director of the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. She says climate change is rewriting the math on how to maintain our coastal defense system.
Over time, we can even expect modifications to the estimates because it could be more intense because of the way sea level rise is accelerating across the country, but especially here.
The Army Corps' proposal includes 115 miles of lifts and 20 miles of flood wall repairs on the east and west banks. If Congress approves the $3.2 billion project, construction would begin almost immediately. Buxton says officials shouldn't balk at the price tag.
If you divide that cost up into 50 years, it's actually is pretty reasonable. If we want to live here in New Orleans, we're going to have to maintain the system to its operational levels.
As those operational levels decline, flood risks progressively increase, creating intense anxiety for homeowners like Arthur Johnson, who saw river water come dangerously close to overtopping the levees this past summer. Flood insurance is another cause for concern. Johnson worries that homeowners will lose their coverage.
Their insurance, if they can get insurance, is going to go up because the levees are not up to par.
The Army Corps report says that if no action is taken, the levees will not be certified to protect against a 100-year storm, which is FEMA's prerequisite for residents to qualify for flood insurance subsidies. Bradley Druant says there is good news in the report. The Army Corps' cost-benefit analysis shows the levee lifts are in the federal government's economic interest, making a case for Congress to appropriate funds for the work. Arthur Johnson says the government should greenlight the project, but the value of the levees can't be measured only in economic numbers, not when people's lives are at risk.
I live and breathe this issue in our community, and that this work is more than just a job. It is what I do. It is part of who I am.
The Army Corps is planning to host public meetings to get community feedback. Arthur Johnson says he'll be there. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
The levee reports can be viewed on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers website, where info about public meetings will be announced in the coming weeks. This is New Orleans Public Radio. It's 10 minutes till 6:00.